வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 25th of June, 1975, in Los Angeles, California.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam. Theosophist and the theologist, both classes, they have no clear idea of God, is it not?
Well, I would make a distinction myself between knowing God and knowing about God. In other words, there is knowledge about God which one has in various books. One does not know God unless one somehow experiences God. I feel that this is the one thing that the bhakti movement of Chaitanya has done, and that it has allowed its devotees to experience Him, to know Him personally in a way that changes their lives.
That is the Vedic civilization.
Yes.
Nati vidhu sartha gatengi Vishnu. These materialistic person, they do not know what is Vishnu, or they do not know that his ultimate goal of life is to know Vishnu or God. This is human life, but that is missing. They do not care to know that the ultimate, what is the ultimate goal of human life. This is a defect. Nobody cares to know, especially in this age. So that is the defeat of human civilization. They must know. This is the process that by evolution they have come to nature's way, human form of life. Now they must know what is God. Otherwise, it is defeat.
That's true.
The opportunity given by nature, good consciousness, to know God, Vishnu. Now, practically, take anyone, especially in the Western world, nobody can say what is God. Is it not?
It's true.
Huh?
It is quite true.
See, in that position, if we are offering here is God, why do they not accept? What is the objection?
There isn't any objection. I think the great problem, of course, in the Western world is that the Western world has been involved in materialism.
That means they don't want to know God. So this is very horrible condition.
It's true.
Animal condition. Not only horrible, it is animal condition. They do not want to know God. Just like these animals, they are not interested. So they have no charge, the animals, or temple. But in the human society, either he is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, there is some arrangement for understanding God. Now they are also neglecting that. Everyone, all over the world. Now they are clearly the communists, and they hate to say anything about God. So ultimately they are coming to such position, the communists. They know no word about God. So this is the position. Now, apart from them, just like theologists and theosophists, they are at least after understanding what is God. But they cannot ascertain, definite. So why do they not check? We are offering, here is God, where is the objection? Why they should object? If you do not know something, and if I give the information, why you should not check?
It's a good question.
That is my question. In India, for higher technological knowledge, they come to foreign countries. So, for knowledge, we can take it from anywhere. There should not be sectarianism. Now, why shall I take knowledge from here and there? Wherever knowledge is available, we should take it. That is the real position of seeker of knowledge. If Chanakya Pandit says, Nichado puttama vidya sthiratnam duskuladapi. He says, Vishadapi amritam grahyam. Vish, vish means poison. In the pot of poison, if there is little nectar in, take it. Vishadapi amritam. Poison is not to be touched. But if there is little nectarine, take it. And amedhyas opikanchanam, and in a filthy place there is gold, take it. Not that gold has been polluted because it is in the filthy place. If there is gold in the filthy place, don't hesitate, take it. And nichadaputtama vidya, generally people used to take education from Brahman. So Chanakya Pandit's advice is that if there is education, actual education, even he is a lower class man, Shudra or Chanda, take it. Accept him as master. And nichadaputtama vidya, siratnam duskuladapi. And in India, according to Vedic syllabus, the marriage is done after seeing the family tradition very scrutinized. So here it is advised that duskuladavi, in an abominable family, if there is nice girl, educated, beautiful, accept it. Nichadaputtama vidya, sthiratnang. Ratnang means jewel, wife. She is like jewel, although born of the low family, except. So, anything very good, even it is available from a place which is not desirable, one should accept. So, if you are actually seeking after God, then here is God available from Vedic literature, why don't you take it?
Yeah.
Why you should refuse it? That is not very good sign.
No, that is true.
Yes. So we are offering here God. Why should you not take it seriously? I am speaking to you because you have got this theological... what is that?
Union.
Huh? Yeah. Union. Mm-hmm. So they should take it. If you have no information of actual God, take it from us.
Yes, well, I do. I said last night.
You have got that mentality, I know that. But because you are president, a chairman of that union.
I'm chairman of the department of the.
So who is the chairman? Who is the chairman of this union?
I'm just the chairman of this one department of the history and phenomenology of religion.
You are also an important officer, so you can induce that. So here is God.
Well, I'm going to try to do what I can do, as I told you to.
Now, if they do not take, refuse to take, what kind of theologians? That is my here is the knowledge, why one should refuse to take it?
I want to, when you have your temple there in Berkeley, I want to continue on chanting and being with the devotees, doing what I can to further Krishna consciousness in the...
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, if you take this, that Krishna is Indian and Krishna is a Hindu, we shall not take. But the words, Krishna, if you take it, God said, or whatever you... So the wordings are God's. Just like Krishna says, Matta parataram nanya kinchijasi dhananjaya. There is nobody superior element than me. So God can say that. See, you remove the word Krishna Uvacha, but take the words of God. Who can be superior than God?
True.
So in this way, if you read simply Bhagavad Gita, separating the word Krishna, it is God's word. All factual. So why should he not take the science of God?
Yes.
God can say that there is no more greater principle than me. Is it not?
True.
You may accept anyone God, but God can say that. That is the statement in Bhagavad Gita. Matta paratanam nanya kinchijasti dhananya mai sarvaganamitam sutre mani ganaiva. Every word is God's word. You may accept Krishna God or not, the words are God's word. That is Bhagavad Gita.
You'll not find statements like that in the Bible. So there is no one superior to me. You don't find those things in the Bible.
Not.
Little indication that there's God, but no real philosophy.
Manufacturing so many things, United Nations, World Health Organization, and this philanthropy, but the real thing is what? That the human life is meant for understanding God. There is no such organization. This is the only organization, Krishna consciousness. Definition of God according to the theologians.
Well, there would be many different definitions of God, I suppose, in Christian theology.
Hmm?
And there would be many different definitions, I guess.
Why?
It involves various theologies.
There is no summary.
Pardon?
There are
no.
Maybe many.
No, there is no actual statement of any one person or any concept concerning God that would be accepted by all Christians. There are
there are
various theologies about God, as I said.
No, theologists, some of the prominent theologists, what do they say? How they describe God?
Well, it depends upon whether one is a Lutheran or a Calvinist. Or
let any one of them say something. I want to hear.
Yes, well, this is what Professor yesterday was talking about, that there are many different theologies, and some people accept one and some accept another.
Robert wants to hear one of them, though. What does the
Catholic theology say about that? Well, Thomas Aquinas. I'm not too good at interpreting the Catholic theology, but the Catholic theology would say that God is the Father, that there is a Son who was born as the Son of God.
God has got Son.
Yes.
That is all right. But what do you mean by God? Everyone has got Son. That doesn't mean everyone is God.
No.
What is the definition of God? You have got Son, I have got Son. God has got Son. That doesn't mean He's God. Everyone has
got Son. Yes, we see the Roman Catholics would say that the Son of God is one with God, and the Holy Spirit.
Again, the description of the Son.
Yes. The three are one.
That's all right. But who is God? What is the definition of God? Just like king. We can describe king means who has got a big kingdom, large tract of land, is ruling over it. Some description. So, what is the definition of God?
Is that God is also the creator, they would say.
Yes, that's nice.
Creator of the world, yes. Man.
Then the next question will be that if he's creator, then he has got nice brain. Otherwise, how this wonderful creation is there? Everything is going on, just like this big sea. God is creator, therefore, always a vast water. We are safely standing here because we know God has created in such a way, although it is very vast, it cannot go, cannot come up to this.
Sure.
So how much great brain he has got. He has created in such a way. So we have to understand like that, that God is creator, but how perfect creator he is. In this way we have to study theology, item by item.
Yes, God is also, they would say, the judge of man, judging man for his sin. Of course.
So therefore, man is subordinate to God. So, why the people are denying the supremacy of God? Just like so-called scientists, rascals, they say, there is no God. Immediately they should be taken as rascals. Why they should be given this title, scientist? He does not know who is his superior. They should be condemned immediately. Anyone who denies God is a rascal. He may be scientist, philosopher, amongst the fools, but he is a rascal. He does not know his subordinate position. Immediately designate him, you are a rascal. You have no position, because you do not know your superior. In this way you have to study. Then these rascals will be caught up. How great rascals they are, denying the existence. So we have to teach people like that. But don't follow these rascals. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namana Dushkitanam Murha Prabhadanti Naradhama Maya Paritakyana Asuri Bhavamas. Anyone who is not God conscious, Krishna conscious, he is immediately grouped among the miscreants. Duskriti. Kriti means very meritorious. Just like this scientist. They have got good merit. But that merit is being applied for sinful activities. Just like expert thief, rogue. He has got merit, but he is applying the merit for sinful activities. And next, what is Mura? Why they are misusing in this way? Because they are rascal. Mura, ass. You have seen yesterday's film, the ass.
Last night in the movie? Last night in the movie?
Donkey is carrying a big heavy load.
Oh, yes.
So they are heavily loaded. Right. And they agree. But these rascals are asses. They are simply heavily loaded. But they do not know why he should agree to bear so much load. That is ass. They take great responsibility. You see? So they are asses. The ass does not know why I am taking so much load. and the master will give me little grass. Dry grass I can get anywhere. Why agree to take it slow? Therefore, this example ass is given. He does not know his real interest. Murha. If you bear some load, you must have some interest in it, but he has no interest and is carrying the load. Therefore, ass.
Srila Prabhupada, all these social problems then in society are basically caused by them denying God. That is the ultimate.
Because they're asses. Why don't you say like that? Because they're big asses. And people are following them.
Yeah.
That is misfortune. They're simply bluffing that we are very good, just like these scientists. They're simply bluffing. They will go into the moon planet by doing this, doing that, and taking large salaries, but they're asses. And people like that also asses. And therefore, they accept. Oh, he is a big man, treating us very nicely.
It is also say that God is the person he is.
The weakened describe. Let them take it. If they cannot describe, they take the description from us. We can. That is knowledge. Vichada puttama vidya sthirat. Why they should hesitate? No, no. Why shall I take from you? He's a Hindu. Or he's a Muslim. What is it? Knowledge has to be taken wherever it is available.
In the Bible it says that no one has ever seen God.
But why don't you go who has seen God?
Yeah.
Why he meant foolish? That is the basic injunction. Tadvigyanarthaṁ sa gurumeva avigacchet. If you do not know, if you have not seen, then go to Guru. Why should I see it idle? Now, I have not seen, I will never see. Is that knowledge? Go there where you can see. That is it. Nobody has seen, therefore there is no use of seeing. What is this argument? This is not.
They also say that no one can ever be pure, that everyone is doomed to be a sinner.
That is Atmavat Mannate Jagat. That is the conditioned soul's qualification, that he is a fool, he thinks other fools. Yes. Everyone, he thinks he is like me. That is nature. Atmavat Mannate Jagat. Everyone thinks others like himself. If he's a fool, he thinks all are. So these things are no argument. Nobody has seen God. How do you take the statistics? Can you say like that, any statistics that nobody has? Maybe we have not seen him, one has seen God. That is quite possible, because you have not scrutinizedly studied all the men of the world.
Yes.
Then how you can say nobody has seen? You have not seen the man who has seen it.
So the man...
He will not admit his fault. He will accuse others. Nobody has seen that. Why? You may not have seen, but why you say nobody has seen? You have not seen that person who has seen God. Therefore you say like that.
Those people who wrote the Bible did not see God.
That is, when God is canvassing, here I am, Krishna, they will not see it. And still they accuse nobody has seen.
Of course, in Christianity, which many of the Christians, I feel, are not following as closely as they should and have in the past, there is the idea, for example, in the Roman Catholic Church, for example, of at the time of the Mass, of experiencing the presence of God and there are have been Christian mystics who have felt that they have experienced God. For example, St. Teresa, St. John of the Cross, Meister Eckhart.
So they must give description of God.
If you
have seen the rose flower, then you can give a description. If you cannot give a description, then how you have seen it?
Well, they have tried to give descriptions. Of course, I think all descriptions that have been given of God are, as descriptions, are inadequate. Because in my own feeling, I believe that the full knowledge of God comes through the actual experience of God. Experiencing God in our lives.
Yeah, that experience you can get, just like God is describing himself. Now, why don't you take that? Your description may be defective because you are imperfect. But if God himself is giving his, I would say, identification, why don't you take it? Not only give description, he acts according to the description. When Krishna was present, he says, Matta Parataram Nanna, there is no more superior element. He proved it when he was present. There is no more superior power than him when Krishna was present. In his opulence, in his richness, in his strength, in his education, everything, all topmost. All topmost. The proof is that because you get the topmost knowledge, therefore Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world. Accepted, topmost knowledge. All scholars, all philosophers, all religions, they read it.
Yes, well, I, of course, have always felt that.
Big scholars, they have taken the trouble to write on Bhagavad Gita. But nobody has taken the trouble to write on other scripture like Bible or Quran. Nobody has taken. No scholar, no philosopher have tried to comment or study because they know it is not very important. Here is important. This is the proof. Wisest. And that is only ABCD. Of God's knowledge. But people should take advantage. It is accepted indirectly. There are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita in your country, English. Why they take trouble to read Bhagavad Gita so carefully? Big scholar, philosopher. Why? So Shankaracharya has tried to impress this fact, but the rascals followed in a different way. Just like a cloth, big cloth, that is impersonal. Now we cut it into coat, it becomes like person. So similarly, this whole material world is impersonal. But because we have taken a certain portion of it, and make my body, it looks like person. Now God is not like that. He is spiritual person. He has nothing to do with material. Sachidananda Vigraha. What Shankaracharya implied, that they are after demigods. So the demigods, they are not actual person. The real person is Narayana. That is Shankaracharya's bhasha. Narayana, you will find in his comment on Bhagavad Gita, first word he writes, Narayana para of bhaktiyat. Narayana has nothing to do with this material world. And he accepts in his comment, Samagaman Sayan Krishna. That Narayana has appeared as Krishna. And he has given specific name of his father as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva, so that nobody can misidentify. If you have got Shankar's Bhasha commentary on Bhagavad Gita, you bring it, I shall show you. It also confirms that verse which we are reading last evening. Krishna says, Maya tata nidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. This jagat, this material world, is imperfect. And that is my energy. Therefore, the whole world is resting upon me, but I am not there. As person, I am not there. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita. It's like the sunshine is spreading all over the universe, but the sun is aloof. Take this example. Not that because the sunshine is here, we are now getting, the sun has come here. The sun is shining from the distant place. Is aloof. Similarly, God is person and His shining is all this creation. That is impossible.
Like the rays of the sun. Like the rays of the sun.
And Shankaracharya, his followers have interpreted him. Because God has become all-pervading, then where is God person? He's finished. But they do not see the sun. That although the sun is all pervading, still he is maintaining his identity.
Yes. It's the beta-beta philosophy.
Eh?
It's the beta-beta philosophy.
Yes. Beta-beta philosophy, that is actual philosophy. Achinta Veda.
God is both one and dual.
Yes.
Oh.
Simultaneous.
Right.
The same example. The sun shine and the sun one. Light and heat. But still, the sun is different from the light.
What happened, you say, to the program of going to the moon?
I don't know. They've stopped it.
They say they're going to Venus.
The Russians have sent a spaceship to Venus.
It's unmanned.
Huh?
There are no men in it. They're going to Venus, but there's no man in it.
Yeah. Now, why is that going to Venus? They have failed to achieve anything by going to the moon. Now, why another attempt to go to Venus?
Well, the usual explanation that they have given, as I recall, is that these explorations give man more of a knowledge about how the world was created, our universe was created.
That is another speculation.
Yes.
Why that ants has to know how the world was created? It is already created. What is your credit? Simply bluffing people. Nice creation is already there.
Accept it as it is.
Be joyful. They want to try to imitate the creation.
Huh?
They want to try to imitate the creation.
That is a foolishness. Where angels dare not, foolish resin. Where angels dare not, fools resin. So, big, giant, saintly person, they simply admire and they are going to understand. What is that? They can create like that. They cannot create even an ant, a small ant, and they are going to create, imitate the creation of God. And we have to believe such fools. This is our misfortune.
Prabhupada, because the Christian theologians do not have very much information about God, they're being very much influenced by these scientists and their conceptions.
Yeah.
There's these
that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvirvara-avastak-kharai-samsthuta-purusha-pashu. The same example. A lion is accepted as the king. He is considered to be the king of the beasts in the forest. And he is very much praised. But a human being will see that the lion is also an animal, and those who are praising him, they are also animals. Is it not? So if some animal praises another animal, does it mean that the animal is very big? It may be very big for these animals, but lion is not very big thing to the human being. They can capture him. It's nothing. Actually, they capture and keep it in the zoo. So, for a human being, both the big animal and a small animal, they're animals. Although these small animals may praise the big animal. Do you follow what I'm saying? So, here, a big animal is being praised by a small animal, but both of them are animals.
So in other words, the big leaders and the scientists, they're thinking that when I am president or when I am scientist, then this time we have landed on Venus, I will be praised.
But then, yes, but who will
by
praise?
Other animals.
But, by other animals.
Right.
But
they will become great. But if we know, then we know they are not great.
Now, how they know? He's animal. How you can know his
yes.
position? But and especially when the other small animals praise him, he thinks that I have become very big.
So that is their real motivation for going to Venus. But it is
yeah,
not very
the small animals will praise.
Yeah.
That is good policy. Bhagavatam, everything has been described.
Yes, I received the first part of the Srimad Bhagavatam you translated and sent to me, which I again thank you. I brought it with me to read on the plane.
True that now theologians are trying to make mathematical models to understand God?
Mathematical models?
This Whitehead, that Alfred North Whitehead in process theology?
Well, I don't know that would quite be true. I don't know Whitehead, really. But it is a... I don't know whether that could be said to be true or not. I really don't know.
That God is, that slogan, God is dead, that was started by a Christian theologian. Altizer.
Yes, that philosophy of Altizer's and Hamilton and some of the others, so-called death of God theology, of course, was a phase through which Christianity went through, but I think has lost its efficacy at the present time. I think it probably had an effect, certainly on some, but is not, I would not say that is characteristic of Christian theology today. In fact, I see a swinging back to a more conservative position. And of course, as far as the people are concerned, there is this need for an experiential relationship with God, which has gone through all of the churches and which is called the charismatic renewal. And this has been very influential in many of the churches.
He was trying to say that because God is dead, now we have to revive our relationship with Christ. And then he equated that everyone is, that we have to have a relationship with all the human beings.
Yes. He's put on certainly on a more humanistic scheme.
Now people want to know Krishna.
Yes.
Did he actually seriously think that a father was dead?
Yes.
Dad, then what kind of God is?
Huh? It wouldn't be any.
If the god dies, ordinary animal also dies.
It was what they called atheistic Christianity. As I say, this is not, I do not feel that this is representative of Christianity today. And I think that the very fact that this death of God of theology did become so popular at one particular period is one of the particular reasons why more people have wanted then have rejected this and have wanted to find some experience of God, find it in their lives, to prove, as it were, that he does exist. I think this has been certainly one of the instruments that has caused people to try to seek the reality of God in various faiths. In Sufism, I know, in Berkeley, they're seeking God, and in the Vedanta, and in many other of the different movements, some of them from India and some of them from Japan, particularly in the case of Zen Buddhism, which has become very popular. And then, of course, there's always the Soka Gakkai in the Bay Area, which also is very influential among many of the university students, and which, of course, does chanting also. It's a form of bhakti in Buddhism.
Actually, nobody has got clear idea of God. Nobody knows. We can challenge that. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows what we can challenge.